sometimes when you're on a high and you're doing good and you're thriving, yes, it's a time to tap into that. You say, wow, Hashem has blessed me. I should use my koiches to learn, etc. On the other hand, you're a human being. It doesn't matter how great you are. You're a human being. And not to forget that the Vilna Gaon himself, who would learn like 22 hours a day of Torah, went through a year of his life where he could not learn Torah. The Chofetz Chaim, the great Chofetz Chaim, writes that I think he went to do carpentry or something for a year because he was sick. He wasn't able to learn Torah. Whatever terminology you want to call that sickness. You know, the Rambam it's written about also that he writes in his Sfarim also he wasn't able to learn. So there's many. And like the Gemara says, Bitulo Zehu Kiyumoi. Sometimes not learning Torah, that's exactly what Hashem wants you to do. When we're thriving in a beautiful, beautiful revealed way that, you know, we're learning Torah, things are going amazing and smoothly in a way that we see as a success story. In many ways, it's much easier for us to feel like we're serving Hashem and to be in a good spiritually successful place, that we feel like we're in that place. However, another idea that's taught by some is that sometimes Hashem wants to humble us, and he brings us to a place that in a sense, we can't do what we were used to always doing. And it makes us very humble to realize how much we need Hashem. Every one of us needs this message, but especially when somebody's a super talented individual. Sometimes when things go in this direction where I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to continue, how I'm going to, you know, I'm losing my identity. This is always what I've known. What am I going to do from here? That's really the time where we really need Hashem. And in many ways, that creates an opportunity to create a very close relationship with Hashem. Because when we, as much as we might be thriving in our Torah learning and our mitzvahs and all those things, when we don't really need Hashem, it's much more difficult to really reach out to Hashem in a really, not desperate, but urgent manner. I really need you, Hashem. I'm reaching out to you. Please help me in this situation. So in many ways, there's many different forms of service to Hashem. There's no question the Torah and the mitzvahs and everything. Sometimes specifically, like many of the many Torah sources say, is that Yisurin, I'll share with you one Torah source just offhand. Many Torah sources bring that Yisurin are the highest forms of cleansing and the highest forms of opportunity to connect, to be able to connect to build a close relationship and connection with Hashem much more than any other form of Yiddishkeit. In fact, the Gemara's in the one Gemara in Brachos there says that many of the Amoraim were asked there, would you like to receive Yisurim and get the reward? And they said, Lo hein velo scharan. I'd rather forego the whole reward, even though they knew that they're going to get immense reward in Olam Haba, much greater than anything else. The Yisurim were so great, they said, I'd rather forego all the suffering, even if I have to give up all the reward, the suffering is too great. And these are people that understood the importance of Olam Haba. So how can it be? So there's a beautiful, beautiful explanation here from the Maharal. And he says, there's no question in the world that we understand that when a person has Yisurin, you can get to higher places than anything else, than literally anything else. You can know the whole Shas, but you can get to a higher place just by the experience of Yisurin that Hashem sends a person, obviously to the extent that Hashem sends a person within his calculations. So says the Maharal, he explains, the reason that these Amoraim didn't want the Yisurin is because they were worried they wouldn't stand up to the test. And it's a test when a person is challenged. I can't do what I'm used to doing anymore. It's so challenging now. What am I going to do? I'm losing my identity, etc. One might fall off the boat and God forbid stop serving Hashem, etc. And that, therefore these Amoraim said, we don't want that. We don't want this test. They'd rather lose the potential opportunity of tremendous reward in the next world lest they don't respond appropriately to this test. However, when we are presented with Yisurim from Hashem and challenges, we got to realize, and we didn't choose those for ourselves, we now have a tremendous opportunity. It's sometimes just hanging on. That's all Hashem wants and expects of us. Rabbi Nachman says a person's got to learn to be baki baratzoi baki v'shoiv, which means that you got to learn how to serve Hashem when you're flying and you're feeling amazingly inspired, that's the time to step up the game and, you know, and to put more into your Torah, into your mitzvahs, into your service to Hashem. And sometimes the avoid is the exact opposite. Baki b'shov, like Rabbi Nachman explains, you just got to learn how to hang on. Hashem just wants you to hang on. Just wake up in the morning, do the bare minimum that you can, just not to fall off the boat. Try not to do any averas. You know, try work on the other aspects of Yiddishkeit. Find my personality more, etc. And other areas that might bring me happiness, etc. So there's no question in the world that Hashem knows exactly what's going on and he's running the show. And he specifically sends the situation, as we always teach from, as we always learn from the beginning, that the whole point of this world is Hashem wants to give us good, and everything he does is only for our good. So there's no question he has our good in mind. I'll share one more thing just on this. And that is that the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings that before a neshama comes into this world, he chooses for himself exactly every single detail as to what's going to play out in the world, because he can see in the world of truth how that's going to play out good for him. So everything that happens to us in this world, we got to realize we actually chose it for ourselves before we came to this world, because we know with that clear vision that we have in that world that it's going to be absolutely good for us, in terms of everything, how it's going to play out for us in this world.